This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you sometimes frustrated when the internet doesn't work? Emails don't work? You don't know whether your messages go out or whether you receive any? Now, sometimes it may last for a few hours. Sometimes it may last perhaps for a day or so, and it could even last for a week. But nevertheless, you can be confident that ultimately it's going to work again, right? What if the time would come, there wouldn't be any more internet communication, no more emails, no more telecommunications at all for the American people? Do you think that that is a far-fetched scenario, impossible to contemplate? Well, think again. Here's an article by CNN, dated November 28. Today, the U.S. depends on space more than any other nation. Without satellites, televisions would go blank, mobile networks silent, the internet would slow and then stop. Dependent on time stamps from GPS satellites, everything from stock markets to bank transactions to traffic lights to railroad switches would freeze. Airline pilots would lose control with the ground, unsure of their position. The U.S. could lose early warning of nuclear attacks for parts of the Earth. And then the article goes on to say that this means if there was a conflict on planet Earth, it would almost inherently start with some kind of conflict in space. Russia and China are extending above the atmosphere the competition and conflict already boiling down here on Earth. In 2015, Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work expressed his grave concern that the military was not ready to do space operations in a conflict that extends into space. He was proven right when months later, U.S. space forces were overwhelmed in a mock attack on U.S. military satellites. As Russia and China make rapid advances, some of the most senior military commanders are sounding the alarm that this is a war. The next world war, and the first to extend beyond the confines of Earth, that America could lose. Now that's quite a frightening scenario. America could lose the next world war, which may begin in space, which would mean no more telecommunications, no more internet, no more emails for the American people. Now, I normally don't quote the Pravda, but here's an interesting article which was published on December 6, 2016, saying this. The U-71 is a hypersonic aircraft equipped with electronic warfare system. It will be able to fly across the United States in minutes and disable all electronic detection stations on the way. U-71, of course, a Russian aircraft, will be able to reach Washington in 45 to 50 minutes, New York in 40, London in 20 minutes. It will be impossible to either detect or intercept the aircraft. And if you think that those dangers can only come from outside, then think again. Here's a very interesting article by Forbes, dated December 2. If President Trump decides to build a great firewall, he may not need Congress. Section 606 of the Communications Act of 1934 provides emergency powers to seize control of communications facilities if the president declares there is a war or threat of war or a state of public peril. In 2010, a Senate report concluded that Section 606 gives the president the authority to take over wire communications in the United States and, if the president so chooses, shut a network down. With a stroke of a pen, Trump could invoke it. If Trump wants to close that internet up, All he will need is the opinion from his attorney general that Section 606 gives him authority to do so, and that the threat of terrorism is compelling enough to override any First Amendment concerns. Now, if you say, oh, that's not going to happen, because that's too far-fetched again, think again. The article goes on to say, other liberal democratic governments, including the UK, France, Germany, and Australia, have flirted with the idea of internet censorship. Desire for such moves are not unprecedented in the United States, are not limited to Trump and Republicans. Let's not forget independent Senator Joseph Lieberman's 2010 attempt to create an internet kill switch for the president. Senator Lieberman pointed to China as his inspiration for giving the president such capability. So, my friends, in conclusion, let me say this. The time may come that your internet, your emails, your telecommunication practices are no longer something you can rely on. You may be sitting in the dark, quite literally. Now is the time to prepare for these kind of things, because did you know that the Bible strongly suggests that these things may happen, and they may happen in the not-too-distant future? The Bible prophesies that America will lose the next war, a war which might start in space. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.